On Friday morning, House lawmakers passed the education reform bill they've been working on since the beginning of the session. It relies on voluntary school district mergers to streamline education governance. And it would eventually see the state take control over school budgets from local boards. And in this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, Vermont Public State House reporters Lola DeFour and Peter Hirschfeld break down the politics of education reform.
So this legislation that has now passed the House, headed to the Senate, it relies on voluntary and not forced mergers. We already know that one key figure is not going to like this at all, and that, of course, is Republican Governor Phil Scott.
That's right. Last year, Phil Scott and Democratic lawmakers struck this grand bargain on education reform that has two central components. The first is mandatory school district consolidation. The second is what's known as a foundation formula, where the state would take control over the school budgeting process from local school boards. Phil Scott says you cannot have one of these things without the other. He says you need districts operating at scale in order to operate within these new financial constraints. And he says the only way to guarantee that scale is to force districts to merge.
Heading into this legislative session, Democratic leaders in the legislature, particularly in the House, said, we are in lockstep with the governor. We are still on board with this. We are full steam ahead. What happened?
They say they came to terms with the same political realities that their own rank-and-file members have been warning them about since this bill called Act 73 was enacted last year. House Speaker Jill Kerwinski was still on the forced merger bandwagon as recently as about a month ago. She says she since realized that this approach doesn't have the support needed to pass on the House floor, and she says the reason it doesn't have that support is because constituents are telling their local lawmakers very loudly and very clearly, we don't want this.
The backlash to this effort has always been very loud, very obvious. But we always wondered, okay, is this a vocal minority or does this represent a majority of Vermonters? And we now actually have some polling on this.
Yeah, a new poll commissioned by the Vermont NEA that was shared with Vermont Public shows that Vermonters are basically split on the question of district mergers. But the headline finding to me is that this baseline concept of taking control of school budgets, having the state take control from local school boards, is highly unpopular with voters. 67% of respondents in the survey say they either strongly or somewhat oppose the foundation formula. Less than 30% say they support it. And it raises the question, if elected officials are having this much trouble with the merger debate, what's going to happen when it comes time to institute this funding piece?
Yeah, and that is so fascinating to me because the thing that people have been arguing about in Montpelier has been forced mergers, right? So far, they've all said we're in agreement on the foundation formula, which, if you ask Vermonters, is actually the most controversial part of this plan, the most unpopular part of this plan.
Phil Scott acknowledged this week that education reform is going to require both him and lawmakers to do things that are unpopular with voters. But he said it's time to brave those political headwinds. Now, it's interesting. This polling that we've been talking about, it shows that both the governor and the legislature have been hemorrhaging support among voters on the issue of education. But Phil Scott is still way more trusted on that issue than the legislature is. So he's got some political capital to spend, and he's going to do just that. He says he's going to refuse to sign a state budget into law unless lawmakers capitulate on this issue of forced mergers. That ultimatum may well result in a messy late session fight that isn't a good look for anyone. And I guess we'll get to find out what voters make of all of this in November.